This is the West Kent News Feature. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson. Music fans worldwide are in mourning for the musician Jeff Beck. The virtuoso guitarist, who died on the 10th of January, aged 78, lived in Wadhurst. Local DJ and owner of Sugarbush Records, Marcus Holler, is a fan of his music.
Jeff Beck was one of the three legendary British guitarists in the 60s, alongside Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, actually possibly Pete Townsend as well, and his influence on modern guitar was immense, really.
His early bands were a veritable who's who of musicians destined to become extremely famous. Who did he play with in those days?
Well, he started out in a very small band in Twickenham called the Tridents when he was very young. I think he must have been about 16 or 17. Then joined the Yardbirds, who he played with a number of years. The Yardbirds also included Jimmy Page for a while, and Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page played alongside each other and actually made a huge impact in the United States at the time, although their record sales were negligible. Left the Yardbirds and then formed the Jeff Beck Group, which brought Rod Stewart to international attention. And of course, the Jeff Beck Group had Ronnie Wood and Nicky Hopkins in their ranks too.
It's said that Pink Floyd wanted him to join, but hadn't the courage to ask, and that he was offered a place in the Rolling Stones. Who did he go on to collaborate with afterwards?
He didn't join any of those bands, and he then formed a power trio called Beck, Bogart and Appice, who took really heavy rock sound that was very popular in the States at the time and toured the States incessantly and had very big success over there. But he was pretty much his own man and fronted his own band right after he left the Yardbirds, basically.
He's been called the guitarist's guitarist. Why is that?
Because he's probably not quite as famous as people like Eric Clapton or Jimi Hendrix, who also had hits with their own bands. But he was an absolutely excellent guitarist, and obviously other guitarists would look at who was about, and he had a huge influence, especially in the United States, actually, had a massive influence.
He lived locally and supported an animal rescue organisation in Tunbridge Wells. Have you ever seen him around?
Yes, he used to frequent my local village shop, Frant Stores, and I saw him in there buying his milk. And unfortunately, I never really had the nerve to go up to him and tell him how much I enjoyed his records when I was a teenager. And sadly, now it's too late. But yeah, he was a fantastic influence on myself and my friends at the time. And he was about, but people probably didn't recognise him, and I certainly wanted to leave him alone.
If somebody comes into Sugarbush Records and asks you to recommend one of his albums, what would you suggest?
I would say probably Blow by Blow, which is one of his 70s albums. It's a jazz fusion funk classic, really. You know, it's been heavily sampled, and there's some really great tunes in it. In fact, there's a whole slew of 70s albums where he basically plays solo guitar, and they're excellent jazz rock albums. I'd recommend those, actually.
Remarkable guitar of Jeff Beck from the album Blow by Blow. Among the musicians mentioned, Jimmy Page joined Led Zeppelin. Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood joined the Faces before Rod rose to worldwide fame and Ronnie joined the Rolling Stones. Nicky Hopkins became one of the world's top session musicians. I was talking to Marcus Holler of Sugarbush Records in Tunbridge Wells about the late Jeff Beck. I'm Brian Johnson for West Kent Radio.